Local news, talk, sports, and the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5.
Jeff Boggs with Bayou Sports this morning here on a big Friday, TGIF. And with that, a lot going on yesterday in the news circle in sports as looks like Arch Manning has found a school he wants to play at. The Pelicans pick up a draft choice, probably two. I don't know. Did they go past the first round last night? I can't even think.
Yeah,
I think
they did. They did both. They've already started signing undrafted free agents.
Oh, wow. So they threw the completely. Yeah, I watched some of it to see who the Pelicans had decided to pick, and they took up someone right now. So the big news, I guess, Arch Manning decides that Longhorns is where he wants to be in Austin. He's still got to play his senior year, too. And I know the Manning family was highly involved in that. And, you know, a prediction by Coach. Coach kept telling us the last year or so with Sarkisian over at Texas, it looks like it's going
to
be his landing spot.
You know, Nelson Stewart was quoted in an ESPN piece suggesting, along with Sarkisian's offensive philosophy, offensive coordinator or the quarterback's coach developed a great relationship. And Stewart also, and again, whether this is coach speak, said, you know, it was really Arch's decision. The rest of the Manning family certainly maybe guided him, but at the end of the day, it was Arch's decision.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, you know, I mentioned this to you the other day. Archie Manning came to years ago, 28 years ago. He came to New Iberia to speak at the Chamber Banquet, and that's when Peyton was being highly recruited and you know, trying to find a place where he wanted to land. Of course, the Ole Miss faithful said, oh, well, you know, we got his brother Cooper. He ought to be coming to Ole Miss, too. And he shocked the world, and he said, I'm going to Tennessee. And had a great career over there. Finished second in the Heisman Trophy, and a lot of prognosticators felt that maybe he was robbed a little bit. He should have won the Heisman that year. And then the following year, after he graduates, Tennessee wins the national championship. So, but in the meantime, Archie told me that night, I asked him, you know, your son decide, you know, I have an idea, any favorites or where he'd like to go. And Archie told me himself, he said, he can go anywhere but Mississippi State. So that kind of told me right there that, you know, the school's open. And, you know, the Manning family has always had a little class about that. And I'm just trying, as I'm talking right here, pull up that article I saw earlier.
Although I am waiting for a book to come out. you may. We've had some off-air conversations that I can't expound upon.
Sure.
But when the book comes out, we'll look forward to it.
Yeah, and, you know, with young Arch getting, you know, picking a school and all, still has to go through his senior year. And, again, it's a pledge, but, you know, he had signed on the dotted line, but knowing the Mannings' integrity and all, I feel pretty comfortable that that's where he's going to school.
It'd be interesting, too, to see if a couple of Texas quarterbacks jump into the transfer portal.
Yes.
They have had some very good recruits at that position, but obviously they want him starting by 2025.
Yeah, the greatest.
About when they get into the SEC, you know?
Yeah, they say here that they called it the greatest manhunt in college football has ended with Arch Manning pledging to go to the University of Texas in that regard. And, you know, it was kind of, I didn't say it was an indication, but two or three days earlier, the tight end from Newman, Will Randall, who's a fine football and basketball player, saw him play basketball for Newman against the Panthers a couple years ago. He's also a talented athlete, and when he committed to Texas, I can't say that, but that was kind of a lead into for me, you know, in that regard, because he was pretty highly regarded as a tight end in college football. He's about 6'3", not quite 6'4", about 225-30 pounds, so a good football player too, and one of Manning's favorite targets too.
They had to be talking, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not like he made a decision independent. And then Arch said, well, if he's going there, then I'm going there. There was some
you're right.
Collaboration going on there.
I agree with that. And of all things, of course, Manning's heading off to the Passing Academy. I think sometime today, he'll be over there along with family members. over in Thibodeau for the Nichols Passing Academy.
It's already that time of year.
Yeah, that. Yep, you're right about that. So it's a 2 or 3 day event, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think. I'm sure Coach will be there. Maybe Coach might have a little insight for us. Boy, it'd be nice. Maybe we hear from him Monday if he has a moment to tell us his thoughts and what went on there at the Passing Academy in Thibodeau. I know he's gone for many years. I don't think he's gone the last couple years. But and then I think they had a lot of rain and things of that nature with regards to that. But with Manning heading to what's the name of the field they play on? Lippin Field over in New Orleans. So we'll see what – you know, the story's coming out and where what he mentioned, he just felt comfortable there. And it was just an area of that Austin, Texas, where he wanted to be and go. And, you know, you and I both felt that how Texas would have done this past year. Didn't think he'd make this decision that early, but you want to get it out the way. But I tell you what, I'll bet you the phone calls are still coming, though. I really believe that between Clemson, Georgia, and Alabama and LSU, I'm sure those phone calls are still happening.
Wouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah, and
like you said, it's a verbal commitment. He hasn't, and with the transfer portal anyway, it seems well. No, once you sign that letter of intent, then you're stuck there for a year.
Yeah, you are, unless something peculiar happens, yeah, like the coach decides to leave or is other usual circumstances. But the NCAA pretty much holds you to that bond and pledge. And, you know, for years it was 4-year commitment. Now it's a 1-year commitment. And the coaches, if they wish, they can say, you know, and that's what you see a lot, too, in the recruiting world. I've reopened my recruitment. Now, a lot of times it's the school saying, you know, you need to reopen your commitment because we're not going to offer you a scholarship at this point.
Yeah.
And that goes on a lot, too. But Arch, and I'm sure what the Mannings are looking at, you know, with all the great quarterbacks that have come through that school, Isidore Newman, they've never won a state football championship.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see if that might, the tables may be turned. And LCA's moved up, if you remind folks. But they still have St. Charles Catholic to go through, who's been an eyesore for Newman for many years.
That's who stopped him last year.
That's correct. And to my recollection, I think LCA was beaten by St. Charles this past year. So we'll see how that's all going to come into play. But Arch Manning is going to be a Longhorn. I'm curious to know what number he'll wear. Yeah, interesting. He wears 16 at Newman. And Dad wore, I'm thinking Dad might have worn 18 at Newman. Anyway, we got a phone call here.
We do. Let's go to the phones and say good morning here in the air.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Dominic Haber.
Yes.
I was just calling to see if I could talk to you guys a little bit about the second annual Live Like William Golf Tournament.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. That's taking place, I believe, this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I was talking to Beef Broussard yesterday, and I completely forgot that he had hooked up this phone call, and I appreciate your following up because I'd completely forgotten about it.
Yeah, we'd like for you to maybe go ahead and expound upon it and explain. And it's a great event in remembrance of a young man that was taken from us tragically.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I really appreciate you letting me call in and talk about this. So, you know, first, I'm going to get started with a little bit about, you know, just, you know, Liam was such a great little man, great young man. You know, passed tragically in December of 2020. So this golf tournament that's going to happen is basically going to honor his life. We're going to honor who Liam was, what he left behind, his family, his friends, his community. It's really hard to put into words everything that he was. So we truly hope that everyone understands that this golf tournament is all about him and bringing this community together.
It's so really remarkable the impact he made at such a young age is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
100%. I mean, even for just a 19-year-old, the things he did for everyone in the community where he would just, you know, he was the DD for everyone. He picked up people. He would gladly go and pick you up at 3 a.m. if you needed a ride. He, you know, and so much more. But that just was the kind of kid that he was.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
So as far as opportunity to participate, tell us a little bit about that, whether there's room in the golf tournament. But even if you're not a golfer, I know there's things you can do.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So what I figured I would do is maybe give you guys a timeline of the day and explain just a little bit about each thing that happens during the day, and I think that'll cover it for us. So it's all happening at Cane Row Golf and Turf Club over there on Darby Lane. It's going to start in the morning at 8 a.m. There's going to be a shotgun start for the first round of golfers. These are for our more serious golfers. They're going to be playing for a little bit of money, cash prize. Again, that's going to start at 8 a.m. Along with that start, there's going to be ticket sales and merch sales. I mean, let me tell you, the merch this year is amazing. They've come together and made some pretty awesome shirts, pretty awesome hats. Everything is just, it looks wonderful. And then at 10:30, we're going to have a wine pool that opens up. And just a little bit about that, the wine pool, so you buy a cork and you get, basically, a cork's going to have a number on it that's going to be associated with either like a bottle of wine or a bottle of champagne. And let me tell you, you could get some Boone's Farm, or you could get that $150 bottle of wine. It's all over the place. It's such an amazing thing.
Yeah, that's a great,
and at that
great
same
promo.
Time, we're going to have a silent auction. Yeah, and at that time, at 10:30, we're going to have a silent auction that's going to start as well. You know, wonderful, wonderful auction items have been donated this year. Thank you to the whole community that came together and brought these auction items in for us. And then when the afternoon rolls around, we're going to, at 1 p.m., there's going to be a kids zone that opens. The kids zone will require you to buy a $10 wristband for this.
All right.
Each kid that's going to participate. They're going to have fun jump, face paint, all kinds of great kid events that anyone can just come in and enjoy for their children. So then after that, at 1:30, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, too, you said it would be a shotgun start. Is that correct, with the golf tournament? And can people
still show up
and register and want to play? Is there still an opening there for people who want to sign up and come play in this tournament?
No.
Go ahead.
You know, unfortunately, and a good thing, I think all slots are filled up.
Okay. We wanted to address that. Go ahead. Yeah, I wanted to address that. Make sure people who wanted to show up and come play, that there would be an opening, but you're letting us know that right now the tournament is full. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, that is correct. Both slots are full.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry I cut you off, but I wanted to make sure about that in your conversation.
Yeah. I understand. And you know, it's hard to say that, but it is a good thing. You know, that both slots, I think 36 teams in each slot filled up pretty quickly. So we're all excited about that.
Okay. Go ahead. You were talking about the kids' fun jumps and all that in the afternoon.
Yeah. So you're going to have snowballs, face painting for them. There's going to be cornhole games, a hair station, little tattoo booth, all kinds of little things for the kiddos. So it'll be a fun day for them, just as well as for everyone else. You know, I have to say, this is a festival.
Oh, it is.
We're having definitely a golf tournament with a festival.
Yeah, for Jim and Alice McDuff, what a great day for them to honor their son, who was tragically taken from us approximately a year and a half ago. What more can you say?
Yeah.
Great tournament honoring him, and also the proceeds go to a great opportunity for people. So we want to thank you. Anything else that you'd like to add to this tournament this coming Saturday, correct?
Saturday, correct. Tomorrow, Saturday, June 25th. Yeah, just two more quick things. We have food sales going on. We're going to have a barbecue competition. So there's another competition going on. We're going to have gourmet burgers being judged, and we're going to have pork ribs being judged. With a live auction at the end of the day. But the biggest thing I wanted to hit on with you is where the donations for all of this are going to. And I'll just list a couple of things real
sure.
quick. I know you're on time crunch. So money has been given. So I'll give a few things that we've given money to from this organization. To Westgate, we gave some living baby dolls. To the St. Nicholas Youth Group in Lydia to go to the Steubenville retreat. We've given money to Catholic High School, the Unexpected Pregnancy Center, 4-H, the Boys and Girls Club. We've given scholarships to UL, the Kairos Retreat at Catholic High School, and the Iberia Parish Special Education Department and ARC. Those are just a few of the things that the donations and what your money contributes to through this golf tournament and through the Live Like Leon Foundation.
That is fantastic. So quick this all came together last year and how much good it did for the community. That's mm-hmm. Amazing. But again, tomorrow, what time is the first tee off again?
First tee off is at 8 a.m.
All right. And then all those other activities kind of follow once that begins.
Oh, yeah. And everything is on the, if you go to the Facebook page, the second annual Live Like Leon Golf Tournament Facebook page, you'll see all this timeline. You'll see all the events detailed, everything, all the raffle prizes, all the auction items. And then, again, 8 a.m. shotgun start, and then 1:30 p.m. shotgun start for the afternoon golfers.
Very good. Appreciate you giving us a call. Again, last call. Anything else before we let you go?
No, I think the last thing I just want to say is thank you on behalf of the McDuff family. I want to pass on thanks to you, to the community, for everyone that's come together and helped tremendously with this event and bringing this all together with us.
No doubt about it. Thanks for giving us a call. Best of luck tomorrow and going forward.
Thank you so much, sir. You have a great day. Go Cajuns.
There you go. Appreciate the call. And thanks to Beef Broussard to help me set up that conversation there that I completely had forgotten about.
Yeah, I did too. And, you know, Coach, being the golfer that he is, would have reminded us a lot more so. Just a great tournament to remember a young man, and the proceeds going to many great endeavors here in the community. So what more can you say about Liam? Just a tremendous tournament, and those people put in a lot of time and volunteers and all to make this just a great day for Liam.
No doubt. Let's go ahead and take our first break, first of a couple today, another segment of Bayou Sports after these.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
At Arsenal Ford, we're making it even easier with our Ford Mobile Service Van.
For your convenience, we have a mobile service solution for you.
You provide the vehicle and I'll handle the rest.
Ford Mobile Service, we make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Be there this Thursday for Southern Jack Productions. Remember, never a cover at the Quarter Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar with more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. Domestic beer now just $2. Imports $3 all day, every day, other than during bands and special benefits. And don't forget, Quarter Tavern now serving fresh fruit margaritas and daiquiris.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Now back to Bayou Sports on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back to Bayou Sports here on FM Stereo 107.5 AM 1240. And a couple items. Want to appreciate the young man for calling in about the Liam McDuff Golf Tournament. Just a great cause. Again, activities going on out there all day. Beginning, I think he told us around 10 o'clock after the shotgun started 8 and again at 1:30. For the golfers, they are full, but I'm sure if you'd like to go out there and mingle and meet people.
Well, that's the point. Yeah, yeah. There's way many opportunities for non-golfers.
That's right. That's right. So important to get out there and support a great cause. Elsewhere, Pelicans last night had a draft choice. They picked the number 8th pick in the draft as they take Dyson Daniels, a 19-year-old Australian guard who spent the last season in the G League. He grew up in Bendigo, Australia. His father, Ricky, started North Carolina State before playing professionally overseas. And he said his dad played here in America and also at North Carolina State and moved to Australia where we grew up. I did the opposite, came from Australia. And here's where you want to be in the NBA. And now I'll probably give Dad some pointers for that. And now that I'm in the NBA made, no. But I'm super happy to be a Pelican. And from what I understand, he's about 6 foot 7.5. He's got a wingspan about 6 foot 10.5. He had an 8.5 to 9.5 foot standing reach. He's a huge guard and primarily used as a point guard, but he's capable of playing off or on the ball. So on offense, he's a straight line. Didn't have big stats. I think he averaged something like 12 points a game, maybe 7 or 8 rebounds, go along with 4 or 5 assists. So a new Pelican, and the Pelicans also selected, I think, 2 other picks. He was the number 8 pick, and Willie Green's pleased with that. And the NBA draft last night was on, and as we mentioned, on ESPN, and that's why they pushed the baseball game up. But Dyson Daniels is now a Pelican. Didn't see who were the other two young men they selected, but hopefully they get Zion Williams back in the fold, and his injury can become through with all the ankle problems he's had this past year. He missed a whole year, Jeff. And with that, the Pelicans add to their offensive firepower. And hopefully the Pelicans, they talking about the Pelicans last night, a lot of these prognosticators being in the thick of the race in the Western Conference.
Yeah. Again, the Pelicans also signed some free agents. Again, just 2 rounds of the draft. So there's a lot of folks who are left out, including Sharif O'Neal. Did not get drafted, and his dad didn't think he should have gone into the draft, didn't get drafted, but then the Lakers sign him as a undrafted free agent.
Giving him a shot, and you know, he had some injury problems at LSU. He didn't play a lot, came through the year, and then did have some pretty good games for the Tigers during the course of the year, but not as big as his father, but a pretty good sized lad. I think he's in the 6'8", 6'9", variety of basketball players, so not the 7'1" or 7'2" that his dad maintained in the NBA, but Sharif O'Neal, a Laker bound, as he signs a free agent contract. So with that, and elsewhere, Jeff played a little baseball yesterday up in Omaha with the Ole Miss Rebels take down Arkansas by a score, I think it was 2-0, as the pitcher from Ole Miss throws a shutout. First time that's happened up in the World Series in a few years. And Ole Miss will play Oklahoma for the national championship. And I looked up a little information on Ole Miss, and in the 64, they were up there first in 56, then 64, then 69. And the 64 team, one of your heartthrobs there, Don Kessinger, was the captain and shortstop on that Ole Miss team. And in 69, Archie Manning was the shortstop on that Ole Miss team that made the College World Series. They won 1 game, lost 2 in that regard. elsewhere, and Ole Miss has been up there a few times now, and Oklahoma trying to be the first team, I think, to have both a national champion in softball and in hardball, but it's the best two out of three begins sometime tomorrow.
6 o'clock our time.
Okay, tomorrow, and then first one to win two games, if third game necessary, be Monday sometime, probably in the evening, Monday evening, so taking place in that. Elsewhere, Jeff, you mentioned off the air that the Louisiana High School Athletic Association, you know, gave schools to, I think, June 21st to file an appeal.
And quite a few. Many have.
Oh, quite a few.
And Southside among them. We talked about that because they are not a select school.
Correct.
They have a specific geographical region that can attend Southside compared to the other Lafayette Parish public schools. So they are appealing. But what shocked me about it is that they're one of 78 schools appealing the select designation. That's a whole bunch.
That is a bunch of schools. And when you think about it,
I can't believe there are that many that have grounds to appeal.
Yeah, I'd like to see some of those.
I mean, anybody
grounds.
Can appeal. Like, anybody can sue. Doesn't mean you're going to win a lawsuit.
That is correct. But, and man. But 78 schools appealing the select, they were placed into the select process because of the key phrase, open enrollment of such schools in designated areas. And I think every public school in the city of New Orleans and in Jefferson Parish.
Most of Shreveport, Caddo Parish.
That was another one, too. And Lafayette Parish, just next door at Southside, a relatively new school. Cadiana has certain criteria. Lafayette High is the arts and sciences, and all the schools there. Well, Mr. Bonine has certainly, he and his committee, going through those appeals. And I think they've got by July 1st, are they going to answer some of those appeals, if my memory serves me correctly?
Not sure if they're going to have them done. Well, the July 1st deadline was for a school district to change their rules.
That's correct.
To either make them not open enrollment schools, or if they chose to make them open enrollment schools.
And most of those schools fall under the jurisdiction of the school boards of those parishes. So with the school boards have to make some of those decisions for them. Well, I guess through the course of the remainder of the summer, when school begins, August 5th, 6th, somewhere up in there, when we'll see. And it's not going to change the districts or anything or the schedules. That's not the case.
The regular season is not affected at all.
That's right. That's right. It comes down to the playoffs, teams that are qualifying, how they're going to qualify, and what division or what, part they're going to be in, the demographics or what they're going to play and who they're going to play with the brackets. And Bonine also stated that there are going to be a lot of changes. He doesn't want to see these 1-9 and 2-8 teams make the playoffs. So, but that's not going to be addressed till after October, I do believe.
And they meet, I think, September 20th through the 22nd. And that is when we expect. So about week four or five of the regular season.
Yeah, and again, nothing's going to change with the schedules and all. It just comes to the playoff scenarios, or how they're going to line them up, and whether you're going to be a select or non-select. Basically, the select schools were very limited. There were approximately 110, 108, somewhere in there. And everybody else fell into the non-select. Well, with the change in the criteria due to the open enrollments, they just about evened it up. It ended up being select, ended up with about 52% to 48% for the non-select. So that was a criteria trying to even that up. And I'm only thinking they're trying to bring all this back together over a period of time where all teams competed for state championships since 2013. So it's been the last 8 or 9 years have had the select, non-select.
I really think Bonine's goal is to bring it back together.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it was started with the principals stating, you know, they felt that a lot of the parochial and private schools were recruiting outside the districts, which I'm sure to a certain extent a lot were. And these public schools felt that they wanted a shot at championships, and it just felt it wasn't fair. But As we're doing more digging, we find out that a lot of these non-select schools were doing a little recruiting themselves.
Well, we always come on.
A little tongue-in-cheek there, but you're right. It went on. And here locally, too, people in the know knew what took place. Not everybody was aware of what was going on, but they did have some movement and jockeying with kids at playing outside the district. But neither here nor there, but it's just the facts.
Yeah, I'm looking not to necessarily shift gears, but back to the draft. Pelicans had a bunch of draft picks, but apparently they did not take 52nd pick Carlo Matkovic in round two, and then maybe I saw one other pick.
Yeah, they seemed like they had two picks in the second round. I don't know if it was in the trades of players or, you know,
A.J. Liddell went number 41.
Okay, that was the other pick they had. Yeah. Yeah, it was somewhere in the early 40s. So that was the three young men they selected. But like we've stated, I think the NBA roster is 13, 14, 15 kids at the most. And they used to go 8, 9 rounds, but not anymore. I mean, with 30 teams, 30-plus teams, they decided to knock it down to 2 rounds years ago. And we'll see how things turn up. And there's always a free agent or two that makes it.
Darion Sebron, free agent signee for the Pels.
So pretty interesting in that regard. So we'll see what the Pels do. Late in the year, they played pretty well. Man, they started off like 1-12 or 3-16, something of that nature, and played over 500 ball the last, 2-3 months of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, and Pelicans also made some minor news yesterday just in announcing that their agreement with Bally Sports to broadcast the games on television will continue for a couple of seasons. No shock there. There's not really much of another outlet for them as far as all sports kind of thing. The Cox Sports thing went south a couple of years ago. But our sister station, ESPN New Orleans, continues to be the flagship station.
That's 100.3 FM. Yeah. They've been broadcasting those games for a few years, if my memory serves me correctly. So for the Pelican broadcast. But, you know, in our area, the Pelicans, you'd pick them up on one of those Fox stations. They broadcast most of the Pelican games, so I'm sure that's...
Well, it's now Fox Sports is now Bally Sports.
Okay, all right.
They sold off that division.
Okay, all right.
The Murdochs. But, again, we'll look forward to hopefully the Pelicans picking up where they left off this past season.
Yeah, they played very well. Gave Phoenix a run, the defending champs. Of course, Phoenix bows out in the semifinals if they get beat. But they... it should be interesting for the Pelicans to see where they head and get a healthy Zion Williams back in the lineup and see if he can contribute more to their cause. So, anyway, that's where we stand right now.
Colorado, game 5 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. We'll see if they can take the trophy at home.
Yeah, that's... you follow hockey a lot more than I do. I'm sure you feel that... Colorado's in the driver's seat right now.
Well, to say the least, only having to win 1 of 3 and 2 of those 3, if necessary, at home. So, I feel pretty good. And they're the better team, quite frankly.
But
again, I don't ever discount a 2-time defending champ.
You're right about that. And tonight, basically, Colorado's a betting favorite over and under is 6 goals. Colorado's line is -179, so don't know if the line has moved a little bit, and it's moving very hard in Colorado's favor, too.
Yeah.
So we'll look for them possibly to end it. It'll be their fourth win tonight.
Tampa made some noise yesterday. In fact, John Cooper only spent about 2 minutes with the media after the game. He thought maybe there were too many men on the ice, but there may have been too many men on the ice for both teams. So, you know, it's kind of a gray area there, and it's a judgment call. It's not reviewable.
Mm-hmm.
Whether a player is properly getting off the ice as another one comes on, is he impactful in the play of the sport? I think that's the key. And so It'll see if that motivates Tampa or it motivates Colorado to say, you know what, we're not going to make it this close. We're going to go back to our 7-0 game attitude, you know?
That's right.
So you won't worry about an overtime goal. But it's tough to lose in sudden death. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It is it's brutal. I mean, and especially to do it, say, in a game, deciding seat game, like the Blackhawks, when they won their first cup in 2010, it was an overtime goal that just, the game's over. Boom. And it was even, they did review that goal, so they had to wait like a minute and a half to celebrate, even though Patrick Kane is like, no, I know it was in there. Trust me.
So all it has to do is cross that line.
It's got the whole puck has to cross the whole line.
Correct.
It's
correct.
It's not like a foul ball that can, or a ball that can just touch a blade of grass, a white blade of grass.
Yeah.
That is in. But let's quickly go to the phones before we wrap up the show.
Sure.
Hi, you're in the air. Hello.
Hello. I have some birthdays and anniversaries for this weekend.
Okay. Call back in about 5 minutes.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate you're welcome. That. Thank you, ma'am.
Again, we ask that, folks. Call 365-3434 for birthdays. But again, we'll take it after the show. Big thanks to Arsenault Ford, the Quarter Tavern, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Again, Live Like Liam Golf Tournament tomorrow. But again, even if you're not a golfer, plenty of activity out at Cane Row tomorrow. I want to thank Schwing Insurance and LA Classic Roofing. Final thoughts?
Yeah, just a final thoughts. Our quote of the day, just unbelievable. We all remember Marge Schott, who was the owner of the Reds back in the day. Well, on opening day in 1996, well, you know, she's crying about, you know, first they had snow and now this, I feel cheated. And that was that opening day in 96, and when umpire John McSherry collapsed on the field and died, postponing the Reds opener. I remember watching that video of McSherry turning around from home plate and walking to the under the grandstand there behind home plate and just suffering a massive heart attack and dying on the field that particular day. And Marge Schott saying, you know, first we got snow, now we got this with the umpire dying on the field. I mean, come on, Marge Schott.
She had no heart.
No.
She was the coldest human being I knew in sports.
And made her money through car dealerships, if my memory serves me.
Her husband. Yeah,
I stand corrected. Yes. Anyway, but the quote of the day. Anyway, just a quick birthdays. Jack Dempsey would have celebrated his birthday today, along with Chuck Taylor. Everybody remembers the famous Chucks. Everybody
Chucky
wore.
T's.
That's right. Anyway, with that, Jeff, that's about it. We'll be back here Monday, as we all know. And I'm going to try to see if I can't get Coach maybe on the line and give him get some thoughts with Arch Manning and also the select non-select.
There you go. Once again, Lee Kane, The Breakfast Club, continue after a short break and then the news.
At Arsenault Ford, we're making it even easier with our Ford Mobile Service Van.
For your convenience, we have a mobile service solution for you.
You provide the vehicle and I'll handle the rest.
Ford Mobile Service. We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Be there this Thursday for Southern Jack Productions. Remember, never a cover at the Quarter Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar with more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. Domestic beer now just $2. Imports $3 all day, every day, other than during bands and special benefits. And don't forget, Quarter Tavern now serving fresh fruit margaritas and daiquiris.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.